Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. Good morning, everybody in our congregation, for this message. Today is the 5th of April, 2020. It is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Carol Businje, and I'm sharing what would have been our sermon if we had met for our usual Sunday service. I would like to begin by thanking God that we live in a time where we can share from His Word without necessarily holding physical meetings. I thank Him for the tools we have at hand, such as telephones, audio messaging, video calling, the live streaming that many churches are doing, and the different social media platforms where we can share testimonies, where we can encourage one another, and where we can speak into each other's lives. I also thank Him for the different channels we have for sharing resources with one another, especially during this time when we have to stay in our homes and cannot meet to share meals and to spend time together. We have mobile money services and internet banking for sharing finances, and we have borders that can help to send food items and other resources to our neighbors and friends. I believe that this is not something that we should take for granted, because there were times in the past when these things could not have been possible, and it would have been difficult or even impossible to encourage somebody or to reach out and share something with them. So I thank God for this, and I thank Him for the grace to make adjustments as we follow the government guidelines to stay safe from the coronavirus disease, which has been codenamed COVID-19. Today, I'm sharing on gratitude, and especially gratitude during difficult times, unusual times such as this. By its nature, gratitude is a good feeling. It's a feeling born out of pleasant things or events. It is that feeling of appreciation that we get when something good happens or when something we wanted comes to pass. It comes naturally when things are good, when we get a new job, for example, when we receive money that we did not expect, when we get news of a baby, or when we get a positive answer to a prayer. On the other hand, when things are difficult, when there has been loss of lives and livelihood, when the media is awash with news of gloom and impending disaster, very often we become quiet, we become devoid of gratitude because we feel that there is nothing good happening for us to be thankful for. Sometimes we verbalize our discontent by complaining against both God and man. We say that God has forgotten us or is punishing us. We say that man is unfair and wants to take advantage of us, and sometimes we even curse. But this should not be the case, especially for us Christians. The Bible says that gratitude in all things is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It does not say that we should give thanks only in good times, or only when we feel like it, or only when things are working in our favor, but that we should give thanks in everything. When we look at some people in the Bible, we see that there are many times when people gave thanks, even in very uncertain times. One example is Mary in Luke chapter 1. In verse 31 of Luke chapter 1, the angel of the Lord appears to Mary, a virgin girl, and tells her that she will conceive and bring forth a son. In verse 34 of the same chapter, Mary questions this. She says, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" She is surprised, maybe even shocked. The angel comforts her that this is the work of the Holy Spirit, which is well and good. Now, Mary was betrothed to a one Joseph, and there was no way for her to know how Joseph would react to this news of her pregnancy, which he knew nothing about, which was clearly not his. He could call off the betrothal, that was one option. He could accuse her of being unfaithful, or he could leave her in her shame to raise a fatherless child. The community, of course, could mock her story of a virgin conception and could also condemn her for her presumed premarital engagements with a man who was not known and would not even marry her eventually. It looked bad, and normally we would expect that a girl in Mary's position is going to live the next 9 months and beyond in worry, in acute anxiety, locked up somewhere like we are, uncertain about what the future held for her. Much like the picture the situation around us and the media are painting for us right now. However, Mary's reaction was not one of worry or anxiety. In Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, Mary breaks into gratitude and praise. "My soul magnifies the Lord," she says, "and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Verse 49 says, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." We see Mary, the pregnant virgin, who is right in the middle of a seemingly bleak situation, magnifying the Lord and saying he has done great things for her. This tells us that we should not base gratitude on the circumstances surrounding us, which circumstances can change at any time, by the way, but that we should give thanks in all situations and in all things. Now, if you're struggling with being or feeling grateful right now, I'm going to share a few things you can meditate on during this time to get your gratitude juices flowing. The first thing is that we should be grateful because of who God is, just who he is, separate from his works and what he does for us. We should meditate on his character and on his power because they are worthy of praise. Psalm 106 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Another version says, "His steadfast love endures forever." Just that is reason enough for us to give thanks. Because even before God says or does anything, he is good. He is a good God, period. But if we must add something to that, the psalmist says, "In God's goodness, his mercy and love are unwavering. They are unfaltering. They are not subject to war or disease or how anxious we may feel about the news." And since we know that God is the same yesterday, today and forever, we know that he is still good and that he still loves us and that that will not change because a virus left the boundaries intended for it and led to so much death and loss that threw the world into uncertainty. We are still sure of who our God is, and we are still sure that he loves us, and we are thankful for that. We should also be thankful for what God has done and is doing for us. Even during this COVID-19 lockdown, we should still count our blessings. James chapter 1 verse 17 says that every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father. So what good and what perfect gifts do we have? We thank God for life and for the breath in our lungs. Those are good and perfect gifts. We thank him for family, even if we can't meet them right now. We thank God for technology and for the advantages it brings us. We thank him for the scientists who are working tirelessly to find solutions to this disease and to many other diseases before it. We thank him for all the measures our governments are taking to keep us safe. We thank him for healthcare and for the healthcare workers who are risking their lives to make ours better and to keep us healthy. We thank him for the non-medical staff working in healthcare facilities, from the cleaners to the cooks to the administrators and the volunteers in different fields. And above all these, we thank God that we have a comforter in the person of the Holy Spirit, who constantly whispers calm and hope and healing to us during this time. And not only healing from the disease, but also healing from the trauma that it has visited on societies across the world. We should also be thankful that God uses difficulties to bless us. From the story of Joseph, who was hated by his brothers, which hatred led them to sell him to a people who sold him to a land where he flourished and later fed the very brothers that hated him, to Romans 8:28, which tells us that all things, not some things, not most things, but all things work together for good to those who love God. We know that God is able to bring good out of pain and suffering. Let us then take time to reflect on what good God is bringing us out of this. Has this period taught you to be more compassionate towards your neighbor? Has the lockdown forced you to learn to enjoy your company, living alone and staying in with yourself? Has it taught you to communicate better with your spouse and your children? Maybe you are using the time to read the Bible more and to pray more than you did before. There is so much good that will come out of this if we truly love God and if we are willing to step back and trust Him to use it for our good. Now, all this said and done, I would like to remind us that sometimes our flesh is weak and we'll find every reason to complain and to curse, but I want us to remember that the Holy Spirit is willing to give us strength to endure, to pray, to hope, to believe, and to give thanks in everything, regardless of what transpires around us. If it helps, speak your gratitude in prayer or in testimony shared with a friend. Write it down in a notebook or on a piece of paper or in an email for your remembrance, and read the Word of God for examples and times when people expressed gratitude, especially during difficult times. Meditate on those scriptures and see how you can apply them to your life. Habakkuk in chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 says, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, no fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olives may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." Habakkuk, a prophet of God, spoke of what was coming, but still rejoiced in the Lord. In John chapter 11, verses 41 and 42, before Jesus raised Lazarus, Jesus thanked the Father for always hearing him. If Jesus, who is God, who knew for sure that he would raise Lazarus, took a pause in an unusual moment, in a moment that was difficult and seemingly hopeless for Lazarus and for his family, to thank the Father for hearing him, which was a given, what excuse do we have for not thanking God for who he is, for what he has done and continues to do, and for what good he's going to bring us out of COVID-19. So what do we learn from Habakkuk, and what do we learn from Jesus? If we want to make gratitude a lifestyle, we have to be deliberate about it. We must seek it out, and when we find it, we must take time to celebrate it. If you look around you and you can't find big things to be grateful for, start with the seemingly small things. Thank God that you have a friend to call when you need one. Thank God that you are able to sleep through the night. These are familiar things that we often take for granted, but when we pause to notice them, to be thankful for them, we realize that they are not small at all. Another way to grow gratitude is to help someone else. We all face troubles from time to time, and so do our neighbors. If we take the focus off our troubles and reach out to ease another person's situation, we do not only bless them, but we get blessed too, For the Bible says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And last but not least, for us to live a life of gratitude, we must be content in the Lord. We can chase relationships, we can chase wealth, we can chase accolades, but if there's anything this period has taught us, it is that all these things in themselves are vanity and temporary. If they are our satisfaction, a time will come, like it has, when we have all these things and they can't serve us. And then that is the time we will remember to turn to Christ. If we live like that, it will be difficult to be grateful because we will always want more. We'll want more from people and we'll want more from the world. These things are not bad, but if they are the source of our contentment, then we will be empty every time what we have is no longer fulfilling and we want more. Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I was helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." The psalmist found his strength in the Lord. His heart trusted in him and he found help when he trusted in the Lord. And he does not only rejoice, but he greatly rejoices, and with his song he praises the Lord. If we continue to uphold God as our everything, if he's our strength and our shield, and we put all our trust in him, it will be easy for us to grow in gratitude because we'll find all that we want in him. Glory to God. We have come to the end of our sermon today. I thank you for listening in, and I hope that you have been blessed. I thank God for every one of you and for your love for him. I pray that the peace of God will rule in your hearts and in your lives during this time, that the word of Christ will dwell in you so richly in wisdom, and that you will teach and encourage one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, for that is God's will for us. As I conclude, I would like to remind you to tune in to 98.4 Impact FM for Word of Moses by our very own Pastor Moses Musinguzi. It airs today, Sunday, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you listened in on the first Sunday, what was shared on the program was similar to the sermon for that day, but it hasn't been the case since. So if you miss out, you might miss out on an entirely different message from the sermon. Thank you again for listening to this message. The Lord bless you and keep you and your loved ones. The Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you always. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, shalom. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.